this year, as well as all of Seder Kotchim, is Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Kupietsky. Today's shir is on the last daf in Masechta Tmura, on Daf Lamed Daled. We will begin with the last Mishnah in the Perek, which begins 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. Let us begin with a short Hagdama. We learned before in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amed Aleph that Kutchim that died, the halach is Yikbru, they have to be buried. And now our Mishnah is going to begin with Ve'elu Heinan Nikborin, giving a list of other items that require kvura. We will also have in our Mishnah later on, Ve'elu Heinan Nisrafim, that there are items that need to be burnt. Our Mishnah, both in the Nikborim and in the Nisrafim, are speaking about things that are osur b'hanah, they're prohibited to have hanah, enjoyment from. The ones that are Nisrafim, it states clearly in the Torah that these items have to be burnt. The ones that it says nikborin, they have to be buried, are not written in the Torah that they have to be burnt. They, according to the Torah, they could remain in existence as long as you do not have hanah from them. However, the Rabbanan were afraid that if they would remain as is, people would inadvertently have pleasure from these items when they're prohibited to do so, and therefore the Rabbanan instituted that they are nikborin, that they have to be buried. In fact, some of the items that we're going to mention are only prohibited in hanah mid Rabbanan, and yet the Rabbanan said that those items have to be buried and not burnt. Now, what is the difference, l'halacha, besides the physical act of burning versus burial, but are there any nafkaminas in halacha? So Tosfos here, the bottom Tosfos, it appears that Tosfos had these words written in the Mishnah itself, although in our Mishnah we do not find them. We will find them later on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. But the words that Tosfos quotes are, HaNisrafin Afron Mutter, V'Nikborim Afron Osir. This is a nafkamina in halacha, that if something has to be burnt, then the ashes of that item, once the fire has consumed the item, the ashes are permitted to have hanah from. Whereas something that has to be buried, the ashes are prohibited. If one, for example, were to burn that item that was supposed to be buried, the ashes would then remain prohibited. And Tosfos wants to know there, Tzorich Iyun, Taima Mai, what is in fact the difference? Why should the ashes be prohibited in the case of Nikborim versus Nisrafin? And he brings down from his Rebbe that Nisrafin, the idea is because since the Torah gave us a distinct commandment to burn these items, so after you've gone through that process, we have a concept which is known as Nasis Mitzvosoi. The mitzvah that the Torah required you to do has been done, and once it's been done, for example, concerning Hilchas Me'ilah, can you now have Me'ilah? Can you have benefit from Hegdish, which you're normally not allowed to? There is no din me'ilah on something which is nasis mitzvasei. If you've gone through the procedure that the Torah requires on this item, there is no longer any me'ilah. And so too, since it was nasis mitzvasei, the iser has gone away, and therefore the ashes are permitted. And Tosfos concludes on the last line, aval hanikborin, deloy hiten hakosef l'sarfon, where the Torah did not require to burn them, Moshech Isurayu La'olam. So then, there's no concept here of Nasa Mitzvasai, that the mitzvah was done, because the Torah didn't say these things should be burnt. The Torah just said they're Asur Banah. As we said, in fact, it's only Midrabbanan that they have to be buried. So the Isur remains forever, even if they subsequently turn into ashes. Now let us begin the actual Mishnah and the various cases that the Mishnah brings. The Eilu Heinan Nikborin, these are the items that require Kvura. The first one is kachim. The Shita in Ois Tes says the next word is shehipilu yikbaru. If kachim, animals of Hegdish, had a nafel, they had a miscarriage, so yikbaru goes, as Rashi says, hanefalim. Those embryos that have miscarried, they require kvura. And here we start off with something that is usur bahano only midrabbanan, because according to the Torah, something that is hegdish, which dies, so there is no isur hano. It's only the rabbanan who placed on it an isur hano. And then the rabbanan went a step further and said, now that we're placing on it an isur hano, we're going to treat it like all isur hano, which are not written in the Torah to be burnt. What is the halacha with all isur hano that are not written befeirish to be burnt? The halacha is yikbru, they have to receive burial. So the Sfas Emes points out that this halacha, we've had this machloika several times, is only according to those opinions that say that an embryo has kedusha while it's still in its mother's stomach. But according to those opinions that an embryo only has kedusha, behaviyosan yei kodesh, they're only kodesh once they come into the world, once they become born. Now, this fetus was never born. There was a miscarriage. So therefore, the Sfas Emes says that there will be no Kedusha, according to that Mandiyomer, and therefore it won't be Usur Bahana, and therefore it will not require Kvura. However, it's interesting to note that Tosis and Zvachim, Daf Pei Dal and Amid Beis, disagrees. And Tosis says that even according to the Mandiyomer that says that Bahaviyasin Yehu, that only when they're born do they receive the Kedusha, a Vlad Kochim. However, the halacha is that the embryo, the miscarriage, will in fact have Kedusha. What the Svara, the Achronim discuss what the Svara of Tosas is, but that's in fact Tosas Shita, that even according to that Mandi Yomer, there would be Kedusha. The next case in the Mishnah, Hipila Shilya. What happens if it did not give miscarriage to a visible child, but rather there was just an afterbirth. There was a placentia. The halacha is to cover. It also requires kvura. Why? Because we have halacha that ein shulya beloy vlad, that in every placentia there is a child. Elisha nemuach. You can't see it. It got disintegrated. It's not noticeable in the placentia, but once there's a shilya, we say there's a vlad, and therefore the halacha once again is tikaver, because it's asur banah and it requires kvura. The next case is shor hanisko. This is a ox that has to receive skila, either because it was involved in a relationship with a human being, roveya nirva, which would require skila, or it gored a person to death, where it would require skila. So the halacha is that even if, for example, Bezdin says, yes, this is a shor haniskel, and before they could do the skila, someone would do shchita and shecht the shor haniskel, is he allowed to eat it? No. The shor haniskel is usur bahanoah min haTorah, but the Torah does not say beferish you have to burn it, and therefore the halacha is that it receives kvura burial. The egla arufa, the decapitated calf, which is the procedure that is done in a case when a mace is found between two cities, and we don't know from which city was responsible because of the death of this individual, and the elders of the closest city have to say that we were not responsible for his death, and then they have to go through the egla arufa procedure, and the egla arufa is usur bahanoah, and it has to be buried. Vitzipore Metzora, the two birds that a Metzora has to bring, one of them is slaughtered, and in its blood, the other one is put, and then the Metzora is sprayed with the blood, and then the living Tzipor is sent to freedom. So the halacha is, the slaughtered Tzipor is usur banah, and it requires kvura. V'seir nazir, the hair of a nazir. As the Gemara is going to tell us, this refers to a nazir tameh, because a nazir Torah, it says beferish in the Torah, it is not buried, it's burnt. In fact, it's burnt under the pot in which the shlamim that the nazir brings is cooked. That's where he puts the hair of a nazir tar. So our Mishnah is speaking about a nazir tameh. It's asur banah, and it is buried, because by a nazir tameh, it does not say that the hair should be burnt. Upeter Chamor, if someone did not redeem his firstborn donkey, so the halacha is we have to break the neck of the donkey. And again, once again, it is Osir Behano. Just like we learn it from Egla Rufa, just like the Egla Rufa is Osir Behano, the Petach Hamor is also Osir Behano. Basur Becholov, if Basur is cooked in milk, so it's Osir Min HaTaira, and we learn out, it says three times in the Torah, Lois of Asher Gedi B'Chalevi Moi, once for Isser Achila, once for Isser Anoa, and once for Isser Bishol. So the Isser Anoa, the Rabbanan said that you have to bury it. V'chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. If chulin were slaughtered in the Azara, so likewise they are Osir Ba'anoa, and it requires Kvura. Rab Shimon Omer, Rab Shimon disagrees, and he says, chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, yisrefu, they have to be burnt. What is the logic of Rab Shimon? Because Rab Shimon says, as Rashi explains, people are going to make a mistake. They're not going to know that this animal is chulin. They see an animal is brought into the Azara, and it's slaughtered in the Azara. They think it's kachim. They think there's something, it's a psule hamikdashim. And psule hamikdashim, as we're going to learn, any animal that's possible has to be burnt. So they're going to see a new procedure. Oh, I see that I can take a posel kachim and I can bury it. They don't know that this animal is chulin. So therefore, in order that people shouldn't have confusion, Reb Shimon says, in fact, Allah is chulin shenish l'mazar yisrefu, that they shouldn't come to say that psuli ha-mikdashin, as Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Chav Dal Amud Aleph, Ba'Kodesh, Ba'esh Tisarif, Limeid Al Kol Hapsulim Shebekodesh, Shein B'Sreifa. We learn from that Pasuk that all Pasul Kachim is B'Sreifa. Now if you're going to say that Chulim Bazara is Kvura, they'll think that Kachim could also be Kvura. Not to make that mistake. Reb Shimon's opinion is that Chulin Shnishkul Bazara is also Yisrefu. And he goes so far as V'chein Chaya, Shenishka Tabazara, a chaya that is shechted in the Azara. In this week's Parsha Vayikra, we learn out that a chaya is not kosher for a korban. A korban, it says in Parsha Vayikra, has to be a behema or an oif, but not a chaya. Yet, because we're afraid that people will make the mistake, the Reb Shimon goes so far to prohibit even if a chaya, that people know a chaya is not kosher for a korban, but if it's nishkat bazar, it requires shreifa and not kvura, so that people should not make a mistake with kachim, which are posel, and say that kvura is good for them. And now begins the list of the Eloin and the Srafim. The following items have to be burnt. The first one, Nageya, we're standing a few weeks before Pesach. Chametz b'Pesach yisarif. Chametz on Pesach should be burnt. The Gemara is going to tell us on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph that Sosam Lantana K'Rab Yehuda de Omar Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa. There's a machlokas in Masech de Psachim whether we have on Daf Chavzayin Amid Beis whether Chametz b'Pesach is only Sreifa, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rashi brings down here, in the first medium-wide line, the Gomer Lemi Neisser, we learn it out from Neisser. Neisser is something where there's a time element, and when that time is up, and the korban hasn't been eaten yet, the halacha is that Neisser, if it's left over, it has to be burnt. So too, if you have Chametz, which should have been consumed before Pesach, if it's left over past the time. So he learns out from Neisser, Rabbi Yehuda learns out that Chametz for Pesach has to be burnt. However, we know that the Rabbanan disagree. And the Rabbanan hold that you can get rid of it in any way. Zayre mefar l'ruach. You can grind up the Chametz and throw it to the winds, as long as you could flush it down a toilet. There any way that you get rid of it, you, according to the Chacham, you're Mekayim Tashbisu, getting rid of Chametz. So in fact, the Tosfos Yontif wonders, why is it that our Mishnah is Sosam Lan K'Rabbi Yehuda? We know, if we're learning the Mishnah Psachim, we have a Machlokes, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, we would paskin like the Rabbim, that you, Hashbasa B'chol Dover, that you could destroy it in any way. And yet over here, we have a Stam Mishnah in Masechta Tzmura that says like Rabbi Yehuda. Now this goes into the inyan of Machloikis v'achar kach Stam. If you have first the Machloikis and then you have a Stam Mishnah, it would seem that the halacha normally is like the Stam Mishnah. The Stam means that Rabbi, who codified the Mishnah, decided Stam, that this the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Ratoisus Yontov goes in to the inyan that maybe you don't say this by two storim. The machloik is in moed. The stam over here is in the sechta tmur in kachim. You don't say it in two storim. There are those, however, who say that you do say it even in two storim. So according to them, does that mean we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Tosfos Yontov says, even if you hold that in two storim, machlokes v'achar kach stam, we go like the stam, here you would not go like the stam. And what is the reasoning? Says the Tosfos Yontov, you only say such a svara when both are main sources. Whereas here, in Psachim, that's a main source, because that's where we're discussing the halachas of chametz. However, here in Kachim, the chametz bePesach Yisarif is one of a list. We're not holding here in the psugi of chametz and matzah and mesach the psachim. We're holding in a list of different items. So the Tosfos Yontov is mechadesh that even if you hold that machloik is v'achar kach stam in two storim, you would go like the stam. But that's only if it's the main sugya. But if it's just part of a list of many items, that doesn't carry the weight of machloekes v'achar stam that you go like the stam. And in fact, we paskin, all the poiskin paskin, like the Rabbanan, that hashbasa is b'chol dover. Continues the Mishnah, utruma tmeya. Truma tmeya, also, the kohen's not allowed to eat it. However, this, as the Mishnah itself is going to say in a few lines, Truma Tmeya should be burnt, and the Kohen's allowed to have Hanoah from the fire. And this we learn out, Rashi brings this down, Mesech the Shabbos, Daf Chof Hei, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches, Va'ani hinei nasati l'chos mishmeres terumoy soy. You have to watch two Trumas. The Gemara says, B'shnei Trumas akos medaber. Achas tahoira v'achas tameira. There's a Torah truma and a tamei truma. So tahoira you eat utmeya lahasaka, and the tamei one you burn. And as Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Chafei, l'cha nitno lahasika tachas tavshilcha. I gave you the truma tameya. It's not aser bahano. You have to burn it. But you could, this is an exception to the whole Mishnah, where even though you have to burn it, but you could have Hanoah, the Kohen's allowed to have the light, he's allowed to have the heat, he's allowed to have Hanoah from the Truma Tmeya, because, it says, V'ani hinei nasati l'cha, I gave you Mishmeres Terumoy Soy, both Trumas Tahira and Tmeya. And now, V'orlo Klayakarim, the Bach in Ois Aleph changes the Seder, Klaya Kerem V'Orla, and the reasoning of the Bach, I assume, is because we learn out, as Rashi brings down, Orla from Klaya Kerem. So first you should put Klaya Kerem and then Orla. Rashi brings down to concerning the mixture of the vine and wheat, which is Klaya Kerem, which you're not allowed to do, the Pasuk states, Pentigdash Hamaleya. Maybe the full thing will become Kadosh, and Chazal learned out that the word Tigdash is a contraction of two words, Pen Tukad Eish, that perhaps you're going to come to Klayim, and once you come to Klayim, this mixture, which is prohibited, the halach is going to be that you're going to have to burn it. So here we know that Klaya Kerem is Aser Bano, and you have to burn it, and from Klaya Kerem, the Gemara there learns out, Orla from Klaya Kerem, that it is also Aser Bano, which has to be burnt. And now the Mishnah says, we just said it has to be burnt, but the Mishnah qualifies that. Eshadarkan lisroif yisroif. Whatever is able to be burnt, you should burn. Veshadarkan li cover, you cover. Whatever you can't burn, you should bury. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled is going to explain. This refers to food and drink. drink you're not able to burn. So drink things of which are liquid, which are results of oral or klia karam. So those items have to be buried. Those things that are food, that is, should be burnt. And now the Mishnah comes back to the point which we made before, that Truma Tamea, you burn it, but it's Mutter Bano. And you shouldn't think Truma Tamea is like the other items in our Mishnah that are Osur Bano. The Mishnah states, Umadlikim Bepasu B'Shem Shel Truma, which means Truma Tamea. Truma Tamea, you're allowed to light the bread and the oil of Truma Tamea, and the Kohen can have Hano from the fire which he used the Truma Tamea for. Now the Mishnah states, "Kol ha'kachim shenishchetu chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mekayman." If at the time of shechita he had in his mind to eat the korban not in the right place or not in the right time, so this becomes psulei hamikdashin. These are two of the items that make the kachim pasul. Harei elu yitzrefu. So what do we do with kachim that are pasul? So Rashi says, just like I explained above, we learned from the pasuk of Bakoidish be'esh tesoreif, li made al kol hapsulim shebakoidish shehein besreif. And Allah is it's besreif. As we turn to the completion of the mission on daf lamed aleph amud aleph. Osham toloi yisoreif. If a person does an aveira, and he's not sure, he might have done an aveira. If he knows he did an aveira, he brings a chattas. By accident, he brings a chattas. But if he's not sure whether he did an aveira or not, so then he brings something, an oshem tolui. And Rashi explains, it's again in Parshas Vayikra, Rashi quotes, that the purpose on the second line of Rashi on the top, Rashi says, "L'chaper al asafik ulahogim mina yisurim ad sheyivada loy imvade chata v'yavi chatas." So the Oshem Toloi is a staying method. It takes a person and holds him in a state while he's still a safek until he finds out. If he finds out that he definitely did commit the avera b'shogeg, then he's going to bring a chatas. But meanwhile, till he finds out, chas v'shalom, he could get yisurim. And so Hashem gave him a mechanism that holds him by, it protects him, and that's bring meanwhile, till you find out for sure, bring an Ashem Tali, and that will protect you from getting any Yisurim for the Aveira, which if you ultimately did the Aveira, so you shouldn't get any punishment before you bring the Chata, so meanwhile, this is going to protect you. So now what happened was, this is the case of our Mishnah, he shechted the Ashem Tali, and before the zrik of the kayin of the dam of the Ashem Tali on the Mizbeach, he found out that he did an Aveira. So now it comes out that that this Ashem Tali is chulin. It's chulin in the Azara. He didn't, if Rashi speaks out. Of course, if he shechted it, and the blood was nizrak on the Mizbeach, so then he's allowed to eat from the Ashem Tali. Then it's a korban, because that's what Hashem set aside. An Ashem Tali is there to protect you until you find out. That's the purpose of the Ashem Tali. So there was nothing, he didn't do it, there was nothing wrong with the Ashem Tali, that it served its purpose. Later on, a few days later, you found out you really did it, so then you bring a chatas, and it's a bona fide Ashem Tali. But if you found out after the shechita of the Ashem Tali, before the Zrikas Adam, so it never came to fulfillment as an Ashem Tali, so what is its status? Its status is that it's chulin. So it's chulin bazara, so Rashi seems to be saying, if it's chulin shenishkemet bazara, the din is yisarif. So the Taisus Yontif points out, if so, it's a contradiction with what we learned before. What did we learn in our Mishnah before? Rab Shimon is the one who says chulin shenishchetu basar yisrefu. But here we're going with the Tanakhama. We're not going to Rab Shimon. The Tanakhama holds chulin shenishchetu basar is yikberu. The halacha is that it doesn't say in the Torah you have to burn it. So it's only a halacha of kvura. So why would we say Ashem Tali yisarev? You should burn it. Why? Says Rashi on the top line, in the middle of the top line. But if it's chulin shenishchetu bazara, we paskin not like Reb Shimon, and we're not going here according to Reb Shimon. So why should it be yisarif? So Taisus Yonder says that Rashi was loy duck. He wasn't careful over here. And really, we have to go to the Rashi in Masechta Krisis, where there Rashi says that since this was a chulin, you're right, but how did this chulin start out? It started out as an Ashim Tolui, so therefore we give it a status of Psulei HaMikdashin. And Psulei HaMikdashin, as we learned in the Pasuk that Rashi brought down, that is Tisorot. But now we'll understand very easily the next Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you cover. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ashim Tolui, you cover. Now we understand Rabbi Yehuda's Svara very well. Because since ultimately at the end of the day, this Ashim Tolui is turning into a chulin, it's turning into a korban that you didn't need, and you shechted it. So what did you shecht? You didn't shecht an Ashim Tolui, you never had zrik of an Ashim Tolui. You shechted a chulin. And the halach is, by chulin, that is nishkatu bazora, the din is kvur. It's only Rabbi Shimon who holds the din is sreifa. But the svara Rashi increases says of the Tanakhama here is, because since it started out as an Ashim Tolui, we treat it, according to the Tanakhama, as psulei hamikdashim. The next halacha is chata so'if haba'a sofik. Now, Rashi explains that by a bird, if there's a suffix, for example, Rashi's example is a woman that was mapple. She had a miscarriage, and we don't know if she had a vlad or not, if there was a child there or not. Suffix vlad, suffix ain't a vlad. So, since a chatas, Rashi says, a chatas of a yoledes of a woman who gives birth comes from a bird, a ben yoina or a tar. So therefore, that you could bring on a suffix. Why? Because we're not makter it on the mizbeach. We're just going to sprinkle the dum. And even if it turns out that later on we are able to decide that there was no child and she didn't have to bring a korban, so the worst thing is that the blood is of a chulin that's on the mizbeach. That doesn't bother us. You could have blood of a chulin on a mizbeach. So we bring an oif misafik. However, if it turns out that it was chulin, so then you can't eat it. It's nevela. Why is it nevela? Because how did you shech the oif with malika? Which means you pierce the back of the bird's neck. The kohen did it with his right thumbnail. And then you cut through the neck. That's a kosher shechita for kachim, but it's not kosher shechita for chulin. It's nevela. So therefore, avada, you can't eat it, and you can't have hanah from it. So therefore, the halach is tesara if that has to be burnt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer yatlana la'amur. Rabbi Yehuda has a different eitzah. You throw it into the river. Which river? So Rashi says that there was a river in the Azora that went out to the Nachal Kidron. And Rashi explains that since we're talking about a bird, so the skin of a bird is very soft, and therefore with the flow of the water, it will become disintegrated, and that is the way that you get rid of it. You don't have to burn it. Continues the Mishnah, Kol ha-nikborin lo yisrafu, v'chol ha-nisrafin lo yikbaru. Now that we have this Mishnayis, where certain things are buried, and certain things are burnt, the question is, can you do the opposite? So the Mishnah says categorically, no. Those things that have to be buried, you can't burn. And those things that have to be burnt, you can't bury. So why are those things that are buried, you can't burn? The Gemara is going to explain. And what the Gemara explains is, because as we learned before from Tosfos, that things that are burnt, the ashes are permitted. Things that are buried, the ashes are prohibited. If you're going to burn that which requires kvura, people will think that the ashes are mutter. And really they're not, and therefore they said, do not burn it. Why is the opposite? Why those things that are burnt cannot be buried? So Rashi gives a reason, Dilma osi inish v'ashkechlehu v'achalu. When you bury something, it's not a final destruction of the item. A person can come along tomorrow, he'll dig up what you buried, and he'll have hanah from it in some manner. So therefore, if the halacha on this is to burn it, it's not an eitzah to go ahead and bury it. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Gilyan Ashas has a question which all the Achronim deal with. As usual, Rabbi Kiva Eger's questions come right, hit the point. Kashuli, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, my tzarch timel is that. Kivin de mitzvase b'sreifa pshita lo yikaver levatl mitzvase. As we explained at the beginning of this year, those things that are chayiv sreifa, it's the Torah that says it's chayiv sreifa. As we saw from Tosfos, nasa mitzvase. What does nasa mitzvase mean? That's the mitzvah that the Torah said. By kfura, the rabbanon were afraid of it. Lies around, so the rabbanon gave an eitzah, don't let it lie around, bury it. But the things that are burnt, it says beferish in the Torah. So what is Rashi looking for a reason that somebody might dig it up in Havanah? Push it. If the Torah says burning, if you're going to bury it, you're not doing the mitzvah that the Torah requires. And Rabbi Kivegri doesn't give an answer to this question. Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer continues the mission, and Ratzel, Lahach Malatzmai, Lister of Sadnik Bor Meshoi. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that if somebody wants to burn that which is supposed to be buried, he is allowed to. Amrulai, the Chachamim said to Rav Yehuda, Einoi Mutter L'shanes, he's not true, he's not able to be Meshaneh, to burn something that is supposed to be buried. Begins the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah, one of the things that have to be buried is the hair of a Nazir. Sara, Nazir, you cover. Ramalei Tavi, Rav Nachman. Tavi asked the question to Rav Nachman, Astira. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Shara, Nazir, you cover. Reminu, I'll ask you a question for Nebraisa. Ho oireg mole hasit mit samer b'char. If somebody weaves into a garment the measure of mole hasit, Rashi here says, what does that mean? Mole harchokas goydol me etzpa, mashu yochel harchek. From his pinky until his thumb, and he extends it as far as he's able to do, that measurement from the pinky to the thumb, that's the mole asit. The Mesoris Hashas points out in Ois Mem, that Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Kofa of Amud Aleph, says not like that. Rashi there says, mole asit kafel. A double mole asit is from the pinky until the thumb. But mole asit itself is from the pinky until the omo, until the middle finger. But anyway, if he weaves this amount of tzemer b'char, b'char is kachim, you're not allowed to have a naw from kachim, he takes the wool of a b'char and he weaves it into a garment. Bebeged, he weaves it into a beged, and the sheet puts in the words besoich habeged, inside of a beged. The halach is yedalek habeged. You have to burn the beged. Misar hanazir, if he used the hair of a nazir, which is what we're going to ask a steerer from, a hair of a nazir, upetach hamor, or the hair from a chamor, besak, in a sackcloth, and Rashi says, why is the first case by a beged, and this is besak? Because that's the normal thing. Wool, you use in a garment. Hair, that's something you use in a sackcloth, you don't use in a garment. But the halacha is, yedolik hasak, you have to burn the sack. So what are you telling me in our Mishnah? That the hair of a nazir you have to bury, here it says beferish, you have to burn it. Amar lei, so Rav Nachman responded to Tavi, kan benazir tami, kan benazir tor, as we spoke out in the Mishnah. Einech nami by nazir tor, you have to put the hair of the nazir under the pot that's cooking his shlomim, and you burn it there. Whereas by nazir tami, the Torah doesn't require burning, and there halacha is kvur. Amar lei, so Tavi said back to Rav Nachman, shanisa nazir anazir. You answered one of the two steerers. I really was asking two steers, because I was asking Akasha of Nazir, but which you answered, Nazir Tome, Nazir Tor, but Petach Hamor Akasha. Because here it says Petach Hamor, you have to burn it, and in the Mishnah, it says Petach Hamor, you have to bury. That you didn't answer. Ishtik, V'loy Amalei V'loy Midi. So Rav Nachman did not say anything to Tavi. After a while, Amalei, Rav Nachman said to Tavi, Midi Shamiloch Baha, did you hear any teretz on this kasha? Or Malay Tavi answered, Hachem Rav Shesh, this is what Rav Shesh said. Kambisak, kambiseyor. That the difference is that Rashi says, at the end of the Rashi kambisak, ve'idi be'idi betor oitame. Don't make the chilek like you made between Nazir Tor and Nazir Tame. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa could be speaking about either Tohar or Tummy. That's not the chilek. Why? Because if you're going to make that chilek, again, you're only going to answer Nazir. You're not going to answer Petach Hamor. I'll give you a teretz that will answer both kashas. Because I'm going to say, hair Sar itself, you bury it, is fine. It'll disintegrate in a short time. Whereas if you weave it into a sackcloth, it'll retain itself. It'll last longer. And since it lasts longer, so therefore, a person could have hanoch from it, and it's asur b'hanoch. So that's why the eitz there by a sackcloth, which is going to be lying around, is to burn it. Now, Rashi says, iti v'iti b'tor atame is difficult. Because if you're going to say it's speaking about tohor, then you cannot say that you bury it. We learned before the hair of a nazir, that's tar, has to be burnt. How could Rashi say that both Mishnahs, the Mishnah and the Brisa, could be speaking about either or, either tar or tummy? Because the chilek is not tar tummy, the chilek is sak oisar. If you're talking about tar, both the Mishnah and the Brisa are tar, so there can't be any Brisa that says kvura, because the hair of a nazir tar, the Torah says beferish, has to be burnt. So the Meforshim say, you'll have to say that this halacha will be speaking about in the outside of Yerushalayim. The halacha that a nazir has to burn his hair is only in Yerushalayim. But if he takes a haircut on his hair outside of Yerushalayim, then the halacha over there is also, you don't need shreifa, only kfur. So that's how apparently Rashi will learn. Itmar nami. We also learned these two approaches that we've had so far in the Gemara. We've learned that in the Braisa. On Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, kam besak, kam beseir. One chilek is whether it's woven into a sackcloth or it's loose hair by itself. Sackcloth will be burning and seir will be burial. Rabbi Lezer Omar, Rabbi Lezer says no, kam benazir Torah, kam benazir tami. He makes the chilek, nazir Torah, nazir tami. Of course, if you make that chilek, we had the question before of Petr Chamor, which he doesn't answer. On that, in a few lines, we'll have another teretz to be able to give the teretz of Rabbi Lezer. Now, he asked them a side question. Amar lei, so Tavi says to Rav Nachman, since you told me a rule, misar hanazir, if you brought that into a sack, yidlek hasak, you have to burn the whole sackcloth, that means even if I have a thread of the hair of a nazir in the sackcloth, I have to burn it, because you didn't make any difference how much hair I have there. The question is, levat l'sak beruba. Why don't you say it's batul b'roiv? Rashi brings a gemara needed of samach alaf on the base. When you have, by klayim, if you have, let's say, one piece of linen in a whole garment of tzemer, it has a loch of klayim, and the gemara there asks, Rashi's asking, levat lahu chut beruba. There we don't say bitl barov. Why don't we say over there bitl barov? So Rashi says klayim is a different category. Rashi says a chiddush, there's no bitl barov by klayim. Because the whole issur of klayim is taruvus. The semer is kosher, and the linen is kosher. Both are kosher. It's only the taruvus together that makes it not good. So Rashi learns that taruvus means any amount of taruvus. Once I have that mixture, Rashi says you would not say, it comes out it's different than basa b'chol. Basa b'chol is the same idea. Both are heter, and yet we say bitl b'roiv. But Rashi says klayim is different. But over here, where we're speaking about the sayer of a nazir that's in the sackcloth, why don't we say batul b'roiv? Amra papa, you don't say batul b'roiv here. You know why? But sipurta, speaking about they took the hair of the nazir and they wove it into the sackcloth, but they made a picture of a bird. So they only had the hair where the bird was, and therefore you can't say batul b'roiv, it's nicker. We don't say bitl b'roiv when something is nicker isser. Here it's nicker. So he asked them, if so, why do you tell me you have to burn it? I have a simple answer. Don't burn it. Tzipurta, lish lefinu. Just cut off the burden. Then at least it could save the rest of the sackcloth. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hamani Rabbi Yudi. No, this is going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar. Imratz l'hach malatz melisra v'etzanek v'arem rishoy. Rabbi Yudah's sheet in the Mishnah was, you want to be machmer, and you want to burn that which is supposed to be buried, you're allowed to. So he didn't understand what he's answering him. Amar lei, one second. Karkash shalom l'shalfinu. My question was, why don't you just get rid of the bird? Va'at mukmas like Rabbi Yudah, and you're giving me an answer going like Rabbi Yehuda? But Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about, you have no Eitzah, so then you could burn it instead of burying it. But if I have an Eitzah that I can cut off the burden, I could save the rest, so that I don't have to bury, I don't have to burn, just get rid of the thing. What are you answering me with Rabbi Yehuda? No, you didn't understand what I'm answering. Hachi kamina. This is what I meant to say. Im efshalish lefin amutav. Of course, if you're speaking about a case that everybody understands, it's in the bird, you just cut off the bird. I wasn't trying to answer that point. I'm trying to answer the whole problem that you had a stira between the sack and the say, between one place it says burning and one place it says burial. That's what I want to answer. The in lav, let's say you cannot cut it off. For example, there's 20 birds on the sack, a cloth, and you don't know where he put the hair. So it's not going to help you to cut anyone. You'll start cutting them all off. Of course, you're not going to have any sackcloth left. So I'm not going into that issue. What I'm trying to address is your main question. Your main question, which was, as we learned before, in the Braisa, we had Rabbi Lezer who said, Kan benazir tameh, kan benazir tor. Very good. But what about Peter Chamor? You didn't answer the stira of Kvura and Strefa by Peter Chamor. So now we have a good answer. You know why? Because it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Ukmek Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Ratzel Hachmalatzim, and Lister of Esengborn Rishoy. If you want to bury, burn those things that are supposed to be buried, you're allowed to. So in other words, in our mission, it said Kvura, yes. And in the Braisa, it says Srefa, because it's going like a beauty. You could burn it if you want to, so we have no stira to begin with. Continues the Mishnah. The Eilein and the Srafim, these are the things that have to be burnt. Amar Mar, the first one was Chametz v'Pesach Yusarv. And as we mentioned before, Sosim, Lantanik, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Tana made a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Ein Bir Chametz al Srafim. But of course, the Rabbanim disagree, and they say, Ash B'Sosim, B'Chol Dovor, you don't just have to burn it. The next case was Truma Tmeya Viha Orla. And on that the Mishnah says, Eshadarkin Listraif, Yesorif. Veshadarkin Likover, Yekover. Haketza, what does that mean? So the Mishnah, as we spoke out, Oichlim Bisraifa. If it's an edible thing, you burn it. Mashkin, where you can't burn it, but for that you bury. Then the Mishnah said at the top of our Amid, the second line, Chata Sa'if, Habala Safik Tesorif, you have to burn it. And Rabbi Yehuda says you throw it into the river that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chata Sa'if Habala Safik, Yatilan Ala'ama. How do you do it? Umenatcha Aver Aver, you cut it up limb by limb. Vizor Kalama, you throw it into the river. Umizgal Geles, and it rolls down with the flow of the water. V'ha'ilachas l'nachal kidron, as Rashi explained before, it gets totally disintegrated in the flow of the water, since the skin of the bird is very tender, so it's as if you are totally, it's considered that you totally destroyed it, and you don't have to burn it. Then the Mishnah said, kol hanikborin lo yisrafu, all those things that are buried should not be burnt. So we spoke this out, and now the Gemara says, my time, or what's the reason? Mishum. Then ikvarin afron usr. Those things that are buried, the offer remains usr. As Tosfos explained on Amud Beis, Lamed Gimel Beis, because it wasn't nasa mitzvasoi. But nisrafin, where it's nasa mitzvasoi, the Torah told you to burn it, afron mutter, the offer is mutter. And now, if you're going to say that I could burn something that's supposed to have kvura, so people will think, oh, if I could burn it, then the ashes are mutter. And really, here the halacha's ashes are usher, so we don't let you burn something that's supposed to be buried. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'nikbor and afron usher? The things that are buried, the ashes are usher? I'll bring you a question against that. V'atani, we learned in the Braisa. Dam anida, the blood of anida. A woman who menstruates, or basar ames, the flesh of a dead person, which is supposed to be buried. And you're not supposed to have hanoah from the flesh of a dead person. Shenifrechu, if they got totally disintegrated, decomposed. Tahirin, so the tumah of nida goes away, and the tumas ames goes away if it totally became into dust. My love, the Gemara thought, tahorin umutarin. That there's no tumas nida, there's no tumas ames, and likewise they become mutter banot. Now, here's a case of something that's supposed to be buried, and it's asr banot, and yet it's mutter, it's after it decomposes, it's mutter. So here you see something that's buried, afron is mutter, and you said afron is usser. So the Gemara says, no, your deduction is not a correct deduction. Loi, tahirin vasurin. The tumah goes away, but the isser hanah remains even after it becomes decomposed. Masur Rav Pinchas, Rav Pinchas asks a different question. Oila sa'ifshin ismatze doma, a oila of a bird, where the blood was squeezed out on the Mizbeach, said Allah is at that point, Moirosa Vinaitza, its crop, and its feather shalah of this bird, Yatsumi de Mila, they went out of Mila. And Rashi brings down in the fourth wide line at the bottom of the Amud, brings a Gemara in Yumad of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that Moira Vinaitza, the Dishin Mizbeach Apnimi, the ashes from the inner altar, Vahamenoira and of the Menoira, all of them, Nivlon Bimkaimat. There was a nest that took place that you put it on the ground and it got swallowed up by the ground. So we see that the crop of an Oila Sa'if and the feathers, Halacha of Kvura. So you're telling me that once you went through the process of squeezing out the blood, that there's no more Mila, Yatsumi de Mila. That someone who has hanov from them, he's not oivra mila. My love, yotzim de milu mutarit. So I would think that that means that he no longer has any mi'ila, and it's also mutter bana. So the Gemara says, no, loy. So you would have brought me a proof that something that's nikborin is mutter bana. And you're trying to tell me the ashes are osur bana. Loy, yotzim de mila vasurit. It goes out of mila, that doesn't mean it's mutter bana. Me'ila, you have to add a chomesh, a fifth, you have to bring a sham me'ilois, so that there won't be once you squeeze the blood out on the mizbeach. But that doesn't mean it's mutter bano. So again, we have not been successful to challenge the premise that something that is buried is in fact, could be mutter bano, because we're going to say this remains osur bano, but doesn't have the hilchis me'ila. Now we ask the question on the srafit. Nisraf and the Hegdish, Afra Mutter, are you telling me that things of Hegdish that have to be burnt, the ashes are Mutter? I'll ask you a question. Vatanya will it nabraisa. Call on Nisraf and all the things that are written in our Mishnah. And Rashi enumerates them, like Chametz on Pesach, Truma, Orla, Klayakarim, all those things, Afram, their ashes are Mutter. That falls with the rule that Nisraf and the ashes are Mutter. Chutz, two exceptions. Me'efer, Asherah, if you burnt down an Asherah, and then a second exception, that is Usser, the ashes, the Afer, the Hegdish, Loilam Usser. An Afer of Hegdish is forever Usser. Now, we don't know what Afer the Hegdish exactly means. The Gemara at this point assumes it means Psulei HaMikdashim. Those are animals that became Pasul, like you Chutz L'Zmana, Chutz L'Mkaima, other Psulim of Hegdish. So the ashes remain usser. Now first, before we present our challenge, the Gemara wants to just understand the brisa. Why did we separate Asherah from Hegdish? If these are two exceptions, why don't we put them together? We should say, chutz me'efer Asherah ve'efer Hegdish. And a second question which we have to explain before we go on is why by efer Hegdish does it add the clause lo'oy lamasser, which it doesn't say by efer Asherah. So that's what the Gemara is saying now. Umeirv who delight Ariv Lahu Vitanilu, he didn't put them, mix them together. Afer Asherah together with Afer the Hegdish. He made it into two separate categories. You know why? Mishum da Asherah, Yesh La Betela by Vikhov. Asherah, there's a way you can get out of it. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah says that if a goy is mevatel his own Avodah Zorah, it's no longer Avodah Zorah. So if you burn an Asherah, what are you doing? There's no bigger nullification of the Avodah Zorah than burning it. So that is possible that it won't be forever usher. While it's an Avodah Zorah, let's say, for example, it got burnt by itself. So then the ashes would be usher because it's still Avodah Zorah. But if you went ahead and you said, I want to nullify this, then it's no longer an Avodah Zorah. Whereas Hegdish, Hegdish there is no bittul. That's why we make it into two categories. Baktani miyas, let's get back to our question. We learned there that Efer Hekdesh lo lamaser. So the Gemara assumed that this was speaking about psuli amagdashin. And yet we see even though it's a din of sreifa, the ashes are usher. And you told me the ashes are mutter, amar Rami bar Chama. The Gemara is going to give two terutz. The first terutz is that of Rami bar Chama. Kigon, the nafla dleka ba'atzei hekdesh me'elel. We're not talking here about psuli amagdashin. We're talking about you had wood for the mizbeach, for the marocha on the mizbeach. A fire. There was a fire, and it turned into ashes. So kivan, and we leave out the next three words, says the Shita. Kivan deloyadaman, we leave out. We go further. Kivan deloy havi inish delimol delefik afron lecholin. When somebody commits me'ilah, so after the me'ilah, then the ashes become cholin. Because by the act of me'ilah itself, when it was used, not for hegdish, it was used for personal use, that itself takes it out of hegdish, and me'mela, the ashes are cholin. Or Rashi says, when you have psulei amigdashin, so then the fact that they became pusul, that already affects their holiness, and therefore we say that the ashes remain permitted. In other words, we're going that anything that's burnt of Hegdish, like Psul HaMikdashin, the ashes are mutter. And Rashi gives the logic, because the Psul itself affected the Hegdish. It's not such a strong Hegdish anymore. We're not going to say that it carries over to the ashes. But over here, it does carry over to the ashes. Why? Because this was a fire that started by itself. There was no act of mi'ila. There was no psul over here. There was nothing to take away the kedusha. It got burnt. Okay, so the ashes still retain their kedusha. There's been no mi'ila. There's been no psul. There's no reason to take it out of this category of hegdish. So that's what the Bryce there was saying, that Efer the hegdish, when you had a fire by itself, lo ilamaser. So that's always prohibited. Nothing took it out of the hegdish. However, by psuli amigdashin, I maintain what I said before, that Afron will be mutter. The final teretz is Rav Shamya. Rav Shamya Amar ki tanya hamas nisa. When was this price speaking about? Betrumas hadeshen, in the halach of trumas hadeshen, tanya. The la'olam usher, that's usher forever. Rashi says that trumas hadeshen is the ashes that are on the mizbeach, that a kohen has a chiyuv every day to take a fistful, a koimetz of the desh. Just like we learn it out from the mincha, just like over there, Rashi brings down, it says, v'heirim bikum tzay mimenu. You have to take from the mincha that's on the mizbeach a koimetz, which means the three middle fingers, that amount of flour. So too, we learn out of Gzeira Shavah, it says here v'heirim, and it says by Trumas Hadeshin, where they would take off the ashes from the mizbeach, the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, heirim. So also, it has to be a meloi koimetzoy. On the mizbeach, he doesn't take it with his fingers, but he has to estimate an amount that he shovels off that's equal to a koimetz. But over there, the lashon of the Torah is the sanya we learned in the brayse, v'somoy. You have to put it, not v'hishlich. We have by, for example, by the crop and the feathers, there it says v'hishlich, you throw it. Here, no, v'somoy. You place it, benachas, very gently. V'samoy, you place it, kuloy, not a part of it. You don't, like we're going to learn next, v'samoy shaloy fazir. You don't throw it up in the wind and let the wind blow it all over. You have to take the whole koimetz that you took off the mizbeach and gently place it down. So the last Rashi says on the Amid, v'kivan deton geniza asur b'ano. Since the Torah is so careful how you gently have to place the whole amount next to the mizbeach, and over there it gets swallowed into the ground, so therefore what the Torah is telling you over there is that ashes of that remains forever usher. But this has nothing to do with psuli amigdashin. I still maintain that psuli amigdashin halacha is, Efron is mutter, and the question you asked me from the Braisa, either we're gonna explain it that a fire took place, or we're going to explain it by Trumas HaDeshen. Hadrin Allah Yesh B'Katshir Mizbech U'Slikla Masechet Tmura, for all those who have finished this Perek and the entire Masechet of Tmura, Hadrin Allah Yesh B'Katshir Mizbech U'Slikla Masechet Tmura, Hadrin Allah Yesh B'Katshir Mizbech U'Slikla Masechet Tmura, the next Masechet B'Siyat HaRishmaya is Masechet HaKrisis.